Thank you, Madam Chair. Dear Deputy Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, colleagues, I'm pleased to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. We welcome the organization of this working party and the reports prepared by the Secretariat to inform our exchange. We found the reports on technical cooperation activities and their financing and evaluation report highly informative, and will provide more detailed comments during the dedicated sessions. At this time, allow me to refer to three issues. First, on the agenda point 5, the preparatory session for the program plan. We're cognizant of the challenges of preparing at this stage the non-paper to facilitate discussions as requested through the agreed terms of reference last year. However, we would like to underline the importance of counting with such non-paper in a timely fashion, which is to facilitate our discussion and provide orientations for the preparation of the actual program plan document, thus avoiding protracted exchanges in a January session of the working party. It is somewhat unfortunate that it was not possible to receive this non-paper in good time to allow us to properly consider it and prepare for this working party session. We may consider this late preparation of the non-paper as teething problems of the procedures agreed last year and the very recent conclusion of the UNCTAD 15 conference. Yet would strongly call upon the Secretariat to ensure that next year we may count with this non-paper well in advance of the working party session. We'll provide more comments when considering each part of the document during the session, but for us it is key to underline that we need to have the orientations given in the part 4 of the Barbados Covenant well reflected in the lessons learned and in the planning actions of the programming document. Second, the report of the technical cooperation activities notes in paragraph 67 that the Secretariat would share the draft technical cooperation strategy with the membership before this session of the working party. We noted the corrigendum of the agenda annotation sent on 27 October and look forward to receive more information as well as the actual technical cooperation strategy in the short future, in a not too distant future. And last, we would like to raise the issue of planning of the working party session. However, this applies also to other intergovernmental meetings, and it is linked also what our colleague from the G77 in China said. Over the past years, and in particular for the pre-pandemic times, we have often noted that we have used about half of the allocated time for our intergovernmental meetings, notably the TDBs, the commissions, and the working parties. From this, it follows that room interpretation resources were not used very efficiently. This issue becomes even more pertinent in current environment of hybrid meetings and virtual meetings, as meetings and interpretation resources are highly scarce. And this will remain even more relevant for the post-pandemic meeting organization, as we too believe that we should continue benefiting from the available technologies, in particular for meetings that call for involvement of capital-based experts. In this sense, we would call upon the Secretariat to provide for a planning of meetings to ensure effective use of resources and look into possibilities to use the saved resources to ensure future recourse to hybrid and virtual meetings when relevant. Thank you.